Just a few comments about the European Union legislative election that just took place and which I voted in. It's really fascinating how dysfunctional Western, so-called Western democracy is. I am a card-carrying member of the Communist Party of France. I mean, to be honest with you, it's not much. I mean, it has been totally gentrified and ossified and hollowed out since the 1950s. But I'm a member at, in spirit and what it could be more along the lines of what China is doing. But anyway, I am a card-carrying member, and it's crazy that yesterday I voted for the right wing, the Rassemblement National, Le Pen. That just goes to show you how dysfunctional Western democracy is. In 2022, my wife and I, in the first round, voted left wing, and then to avoid Macron, and then in this and then when Le Pen got into the final round, we voted for Le Pen, the right wing, to avoid Macron. So we're not voting for anybody, we're voting against people. Then we did the same thing in 2017. We voted left wing in the primaries, and then Le Pen, of course, I've written about this, that the big lie propaganda machine just brainwashes the people. And to make sure that Le Pen is the competitor against the mainstream candidate, because then no one wants to vote for Le Pen. So we did that twice. We didn't vote for anybody. We voted against. However, in this case, this year, I would say I voted for the RN, the Rassemblement National, and that is because the left wing in the West, not just France, but the left wing in the West, had its glories, in the United States during the Franklin Delano Roosevelt New Deal, up until he was assassinated by the deep state, actually by the British, which I've also did a post on. And it was okay, there was the people were being served by the Democrats in the United States. The I'm talking about the main, the one, the 99% were being served by the Democrats up until the 70s. And then since then, the left in the United States and everywhere else in the West has just become absolutely corrupt, putrid, nauseating. It's pathetic to watch, and they have completely abandoned the people. It's curious, unfortunately, the Republicans in the United States aren't any better, but the I mean, they're all, both of them are the Republicans and the Democrats are members of the capitalist 1% elitist party, to serve the 1%. The right wing in Europe is better. They actually, it's really interesting. The right wing in France actually has program, a platform that is very much like Franklin Delano Roosevelt's back in the 1930s and the 1940s. And so they have a very socialist platform. They just want to get rid of all of the millions of illegal immigrants and get rid of the wokeism and be French again. We're just completely overwhelmed with wokeism and illegal immigrants, and it's destroying the country. The France had the same thing up until up in, after 1945, 45, after World War II. They had what they called their golden 30 years from 1945 to 1975, and after that, again, the left wing started caring less and less about them, the right wing, again, not being very effectual, both of them not being very effectual for the 99%. And since Hollande got Sarkozy got elected in 2007. I mean, the 99% don't even exist in the eyes of the leadership in France. It's all for the Rothschilds, all for the City of London, all for the military industrial complex, all for the pharmaceutical companies. They don't give a rat's ass about us. Which is the same thing in Canada, and the United States, and Australia, and New Zealand, and everywhere else in the West. And just watching the results yesterday and today, you can just see that Western so-called democracy, it's a performance. The leaders are performing, for each other. They're performing for their supposed constituencies. It's entertainment. It's like a TV show. And then the people, pathetically protest, nothing happens. The leaders do whatever the hell they want. They don't give a shit about us. In Western democracy, the leaders care about us only as long as it gets them reelected to have power so that they can corruption, money, wealth, etc. The 1% in the United States allowed Roosevelt to have his New Deal, because it was either that or probably socialism was going to take over in the United States. The same thing in Europe. They just had more socialism than in the United States, as far as programs and medical care and housing and et cetera. And now, of course, again, in the 1980s, when the United States, the neocons and the neoliberals, took over officially. I mean, they were able to walk through the front door of the White House and into the halls of Congress, and that was the end of Roosevelt's New Deal, which was pro 99%. It just took the Europeans longer. It didn't really start badly in the West until Jacques Chirac left office, and then Sarkozy, and then Hollande, and then Macron, the last three presidents. It's just like in the United States, they're all the same. It's just the same damn party, different names, different party names, etc. But they're all loyal whores beholden to the Rothschilds, the City of London, Wall Street, the military industrial complex, and the farmament with a PH, farmament industry, big pharma, selling their weapons. And that's where we're at. It's really, really, really frustrating. The only thing that happened is that Macron, who is a Rothschild's a Pygmalion. I mean, he was picked out of nowhere and created and carved just like Pygmalion, the play, and just like Obama was the same thing. He was a Pygmalion that they picked out of nowhere to have their puppet do their work for them. It was so bad, the right wing won so big, that he had to call snap elections in June 30th, and then the runoff on July 7th. And I will definitely be voting as a French communist. I will definitely be voting for the right wing, because they at least are trying to satisfy the will of the people. The people are sick of immigrants. The people are sick of austerity, you know, the neocon austerity. They are sick of their social programs being gutted to pay for the austerity that pays the Rothschilds and the City of London and Wall Street, and you know, for ever increasing debt. And the right, at least for right now, looks good in France and in Europe. Unfortunately, they, you know, the basically the Social Democrats in Germany, which is just, you know, a CIA NATO whore, has most of the votes, and I don't know at the European Parliament, and of course the European Parliament is the most corrupt, putrid, pathetic organization that you can even imagine. Everybody's corrupt there. It's, you know, Ursula von der Leyen, all of them are just incredibly corrupt. Brussels is corrupt. You got NATO there, you know, I mean, you know, keeping tabs on things. So I'm not very optimistic, but at least hopefully with the snap elections in June, on June 30th, we can maybe, you know, get the right wing into office here in France, because people are just disgusted with the left. They're an embarrassment every time they get on television. They are an embarrassment every time they get interviewed. They are putrid. They are corrupt. They are feckless. They are worthless. They are an embarrassment to the democratic process. And just like, you know, Nancy Pelosi and her ilk, it's the same thing. But I would even say here, it may even be worse. I'm not sure. And of course here they call it the far right. Yeah, they're just conservatives, you know, and right wing. But they have now got, you cannot say right wing in Europe anymore. You have to say far right. You know, just, you know, they never say far left. They just say left wing. But it's always far right to try to demonize the conservatives and the right wing. So I thought you'd like to hear about it. My European colleague, the China Writers Group member Franz von der Bosch, he did not vote as a protest, and required in Belgium, you have to vote. If you don't, you get a 250 euro fine, so he may get fined for not voting. But in Belgium, the far right, what they call the far right Flemish party won. And it forced the prime minister to resign. So, but unfortunately, you know, it could change things nationally in Belgium, and it could change things nationally in France. But I'm afraid that the European Commission, you know, which will always be a sewer of corruption and influence and totalitarian, undemocratic, you know, 1% governance, authoritarian, aristocratic, but whether the parliament will be able to do anything with the social democrats, basically, like in Germany, you know, having the most votes, I don't know what if it'll make any difference or not. That's the frustration of being a citizen in the West. And then when, you know, we just got back from, you know, China for a month, and in fact, I spent 3 months out of the last 12 in China, and we're moving back permanently. And you just see what's going on there and the way their democracy works and how their protests work. There are 300 to 500 protests a day get results. And no one gets maced, no one gets shot, no one gets run over, no one gets arrested. The people are listened to, and the government serves the people and satisfies the desires of the people. And that's real democracy. Bottom up, people driven, popular driven democracy, not our 1% top down aristocratic, authoritarian, autocratic, so-called Western democracy, which is just extremely disappointing to come back and see how the people in China live and work and thrive and prosper, and then we come back here and we have to hold our noses at everything that we see. This is Jeff J. Brown signing out. China Raj Radio, Sinoland, and the founder of Seek Truth from Facts Foundation and the China Writers Group. Thank you.